New Hampshire's seen plenty of debates over voting laws in recent years. College student eligibility, photo ID, residency requirements, the list goes on. But something's different lately. Just ask the guy in the middle of those debates for the last 40 years, New Hampshire Secretary of State Bill Gardner.
I mean, you didn't get the level of anxiety that's created in the groups, people being paid to come here, you know, to take a certain position.
What Gardner's talking about is the way that election law is becoming just another partisan political issue, and one that comes with its own competing special interest groups looking to sway public opinion. Think of the door-knocking phone calls and political mail you're used to seeing from outside groups pushing issues like tax reform or clean energy. Expect to see more of that in the next year, including from Let America Vote, a progressive campaign to expand voting rights, led by former Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander. The group recently announced plans to expand to 5 new states next year, including New Hampshire.
In all 5, we're setting up field offices. In all 5, there are politicians who are making it harder to vote. So in 2018, let's make sure those folks don't get reelected.
They already waded into some legislative special elections earlier this year. In 2018, they plan to knock on doors and run ads in lots more state races and have their eye on defeating Governor Chris Sununu, who supports tighter voting rules. Meanwhile, another group led by a former Trump campaign staffer also plans to set up shop here. Matt Brainard says his organization, Look Ahead America, plans to make poll monitoring and independent voter fraud investigations part of its agenda in New Hampshire.
As an organization, we think that it's extremely important that there is confidence in the conduct of these elections. And that's something we'd be able to provide, or if we identify problems, we'll raise a flag.
A presidential commission on voter integrity set up to investigate such claims will meet in New Hampshire on Tuesday. Both the American Civil Liberties Union, a nonpartisan group that's been at the forefront of voting rights battles in New Hampshire for years, and other more overtly political allies are planning to protest outside. Andy Smith, director of the UNH Survey Center, is set to speak to the Trump Commission when they're in town on Tuesday. From his perspective, there's also a more practical explanation for why both parties are eager to politicize issues around voting.
It's a great way to raise money, basically. Yeah. You can get your supporters all worked up by saying that your votes are going to be taken away, people are trying to prevent you from voting, or the flip side is that your votes aren't counting right because of these elections are rigged and all of these illegal people are voting.
In other words, telling your supporters something's wrong at the polls is also another way to get them to show up there in the first place. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.